Watch, Don Jr., Kevin McCarthy, the Democrat Party is no more. This is the Socialist Democratic Party. By Hannah Blow on February 28, 2020. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, and Donald Trump Jr. join Breitbart News Washington political editor and Breitbart News Daily host Matthew Boyle on Friday on the Conservative Political Action Conferences, CPAC, Radio Row and discuss the state of the Democrat Party, which they say has morphed into the Socialist Democratic Party. McCarthy told Breitbart News Daily that, in the upcoming election, Republicans should run on the record of this president and on socialism versus freedom, which happens to be the theme of this year's CPAC. While the Republican Party, McCarthy believes, is expanding and growing, both he and the eldest Trump son say that the Democrat Party has descended into a radical embrace of socialism. It is no longer a fringe phenomenon. Trump detailed how his mother escaped communism and how he, as a young boy, spent time in communist Czech during the summers. And this is before the fall of the wall. So I've actually waited in those breadlines. I have friends over there. I stay in touch with those people. I've lived it and seen it, he explained, noting how interesting he finds it that none of those Democrats who advocate for socialism have actually experienced it. They can't find someone from Cuba, from Venezuela, from the former Soviet Union, from China, to come here and say, no, 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 we need to bring socialism here because it worked so wonderfully for us, he said. They only find academics. They only find people who've never actually lived under those systems to do it. And that in and of itself would tell you all you need to know about how failed these systems are. There's no socialist country that ever had a problem with people trying to get in, McCarthy added. The only problem they ever had was people risking their lives to leave it. When asked why a socialist, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, is leading on the other side of the aisle, McCarthy put it all on the table. Because it's no longer the Democratic Party. This is the Socialist Democratic Party. AOC calls herself that, he said, warning against allowing Democrats to say that they are upset by Sanders' rise. They have surrendered to the socialist. More than half of them not only support but co-sponsor Medicare for All. That is the takeover of the healthcare system. That is socialism at its greatest strength. That is what they're talking about, taking away the private health insurance of more than 180 million Americans. That is who they are. That's why they have, Bernie Sanders is going to be their nominee, because they are socialists. This is no longer your grandparents' Democrat Party. This is not the party of working-class America. Trump said, noting that progressives are off chasing whatever PC shining object there is and declaring that the party has been taken over by socialists. I think a lot more of them are into that. They're not into talking about it because they realize it doesn't resonate well with the American people. They're tacitly accepting it because they all sort of feel that way. He said, citing the recent Project Veritas revelation showing ABC News correspondent David Wright admitting the bias of his network and his own status as a full-fledged socialist. That's why we can never take this election lightly, Trump added. Because we are up against a mainstream media complex, multi-billion dollar enterprise who actually believes this stuff and who will do whatever they can to tip the scales in favor of, you know, a Bernie or a Biden or whichever lunatic we get from that side.